alisertib's not worth talking about, or is it? I know you've studied it.
I personally think that it's worth maybe mentioning. Alisertib is an Aurora A kinase inhibitor. It's been studied in various settings, including lymphoid malignancies. In AML, we did a phase 1 study. We showed that it was tolerable in combination with induction chemotherapy. And we had a remission rate north of 80%. And among patients who were evaluable, all but one achieved remission, which in a phase 1 study, you can take it for what it's worth. But nevertheless, that number was impressive. We decided to do a subsequent phase 2 study in high-risk patients, meaning patients who had developed MDS AML, therapy-related AML, patients who had high-risk cytogenetics or mutational profiles. In that type of setting, we're currently doing a phase 2 study to see if combining or adding alisertib to chemotherapy perhaps improves the traditional low rates of remission in this high-risk patient population.
Any comments on immunotherapy, checkpoint inhibitors, CAR T therapy in AML?
I think very much in its infancy. Checkpoint inhibitors, which are, as you probably know and talk to various investigators across the country, is probably the most exciting thing that is currently under study in oncology. It is less exciting, it seems, in myeloid tumors. There is ongoing study, specifically in MDS and maybe some cases of low blast burden AML, but still very much in its infancy in terms of whether it will hold any water. As far as CAR T technologies, I think the majority of what we see with CAR Ts in terms of their promise is in ALL or CD19 expressing malignancies. There are efforts to look at CAR T technologies in AML, namely looking at CD33 or CD123 on the surface of myeloid blasts. But that is, from my understanding, much more complicated, much more challenging, and therefore it requires more study. Maybe something very promising in the future.
I was working with your colleague Nupur Rajay at ASCO, and sounds like it might be pretty hot in myeloma.
Yeah. No, there is a series of targets in myeloma that are currently being looked at. So CAR Ts are exciting in lymphomas and CLL and myeloma. We're always trying to catch up a little bit in myeloid malignancies, but maybe.
Well, at least you got something going here. Targeted therapy, you know, it's good.